The state Senate convened today and voted on two items. The 19 Republicans on the floor congratulated the Badger football team for making it to the Rose Bowl and repealed a bill that had forced police officers to collect racial and ethnic data at all traffic stops. Following the session, Senator Scott Fitzgerald said the Democrats' decision to leave the state to avoid losing a vote on the budget is a dangerous tactic.
The danger is if, you know, you would find yourself in a situation where there are enough members to walk out of the chamber, I mean, they literally could shut down government, and you'd have to hold a series of elections and recalls to bring that back around. I mean, that is scary stuff when democracy is being crippled, I think, the way it is right now.
But Democratic Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee says democracy isn't being crippled because the delay in passing the bill has allowed the public to learn a lot more about what's in it and given the minority party a fair shot at amending Governor Walker's bill before it passes.
We're not just in some, you know, vacuum away. We're actually able to keep the lines of communication open so that we can say what we weren't going to get a chance to say because they were ramming this through. And I think it's frustrating because I thought that Walker didn't like high-speed rail, but he's running this train rapidly over the Wisconsin workers.
Taylor says she's not troubled by the new rule requiring her to pick up her paycheck in person, adopted by the Republicans this week. She says she's willing to wait a few weeks to receive her check if the result is a healthy public debate about employee bargaining rights and other issues contained in the bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.